Welcome to Let's Talk Tag, the podcast where we talk tag. What we say on here is what you're going to hear. Let's do this.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 10 of Let's Talk Tag, the podcast where you're joined by Adele, Scott, Robert, myself, and we're joined by a very special guest today. We say that all the time, special guest. I think she deserves something a bit better than that. It's a she, so that's, targeting
scary.
A bit of a different audience there. Before we mention her name, she's synonymous with the game of Oztag. She's been around for a very, very long time, started juniors in the St. George area. She's been involved in numerous Australian sides and one of the best administrators of the game, I think we can safely say, New South Wales and Australia wide. We're joined by Michelle Anderson. Michelle, thank you for joining us on the podcast. How are you?
Great, and thank you for having me.
That was an overblown introduction.
No, she deserves it, mate. She deserves it.
That's an opinion, and that's yours.
And you know what? I was entitled to the introduction.
Can we also, disclaimer, you are her cousin.
Yeah.
So who are you today? Are you Rothfield or Kent?
Yeah, who are you? Do you need an introduction?
Start off as Kent.
We're going Rothfield.
We'll take the E out.
Okay. All right. To let everyone know what we're going to talk about today. Today's episode is a bit of anything that we really want to talk about. But firstly, we're going to start with, because Michelle's on doing juniors, we thought we'd bring up a topic that's been around for a little bit, and that one is the age group of playing seniors. Currently, by Australian Oztag, it's got to be 15 years of age that you can play in a senior competition. And we want to discuss that if we think that age should change or, do we make it younger?
I just want to know, why is that the magical number? Why is 15 the magical number? Do we know why?
No, I think that was just a decision made by Australian Oztag. I don't know if Michelle might be able to enlighten us a bit more, but it was just an age number. I know that, at the last association meeting, it was brought up by somebody to kind of change that. And to be honest, I think it's a good idea. I think juniors, I've always said that juniors goes to 17s, and I don't think you should play seniors until you're to that age.
Yeah, I agree. It was back years ago, seniors started allowing 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds to play in their competitions. We were finding, when I worked back at Australian Oztag, this is going back quite a while, we had a lot of concerns from parents, their children were getting injured. And what you find when you have juniors playing seniors against 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, parents come down and watch, and if their child gets hurt or if something happens, straight away they start yelling out, "Watch it, that's my kid." Mm. And you can't run hard at the kids, but they have to realise they're in an adult competition. So then what happened? Australian Oztag ended up pushing that number to 15. I don't know why. I don't agree with it. I think it should be once you finish juniors, then you move into your seniors. And I would say it should be from 17 and up.
Yeah, I think that a lot of competitions, going back 10, 15 years, the same person would run juniors and seniors. So you would see a lot of players playing juniors and then developing into seniors, and there wasn't really a certain age I had to do it, but because the one person was running both comps, it was sort of allowed and it was an accepted sort of...
Don't you think also, too, that back in the day there wasn't as many junior teams and senior teams, so therefore, the kids just wanted to play, so they just carried on and moved on?
It was also about strength. So if you ran a junior competition and you had some really talented players, and they could have been 14, 15, and your juniors wasn't strong, they didn't have competition. So they found that their competition was playing in the seniors against strength. But in saying that, I do admin for seniors and juniors. I go down to both juniors and seniors. And I still find that even my juniors that are going through to the seniors that are talented, it is causing an issue because they think they are at a different level. They think they're better. And when they come up against those senior players, they have attitude. It's just really different to what it is with seniors. So I think they need to stay where they should be. They are juniors. They are still children. And they shouldn't be playing against these adults yet.
One of the worst things that can come up at a competition, one of my bugbears, is when parents come up at a senior competition and go, "My kid's only 15. Like, okay, but you're letting them play.
That's your decision to put them in a... I've seen that when trouble has started in competitions, and I've been involved in judiciaries, and they've said, "We've gone to judiciary," and the mother has turned up and gone, "Well, he should know better. He's 30 years old. My son's only 17. mate, your son started the fight, first of all.
Yeah.
He was the smart ass.
Do you find, I mean, at Parramatta, you know, you've got a lot to do with Parramatta and Penrith out that way. And
it happened at Penrith, the one I'm talking about. Oh, and okay. And that was basically what we said. I was on the judiciary. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this because it's obviously confidential when it happened. But, yeah, it was a young kid. And we knew the mother was in there defending the hell out of him. But we knew that it was the kid's fault. He was the one being the smart ass. And he probably copped a clip on the ear from someone. For being a smartass. Now, both of them got in trouble. But the defence was, my son's only 17. What's a 30-year-old man doing picking on a 17-year-old?
And they're probably playing B or C grade and probably not even playing A grade.
No, of course. Of course they're not.
Yeah. It's an interesting topic because, like I said, I'm still a fan. If juniors finished at 15, then no problem. But since juniors goes to 17s, our state cup, our junior nationals is to 17 – I'm probably going to say that, you know, in my personal opinion, and there's different in states, it's different in Queensland too, because there's a lot of juniors playing in our senior competitions in certain venues. Mm. But our juniors is getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year, so that's kind of...
I think this is about grassroots tag.
Yep.
Michelle, you're the one that basically runs the junior comps at St. George.
Yep.
You're also now running the senior comps. Here's a situation where we've got two senior and junior people. Mm-hmm. The people that are going to be affected by this are the senior competitions. This was the
I don't think so.
Well, that's where the conversation at that meeting a few years ago, when it was actually a seniors competition person that actually put the idea to lift the age, and the argument was, mate, this is going to affect your competition. But in his opinion, it's what was best for the game.
Yeah, it's what's best for the game. The difference is that if we did have a 15-year-old play in senior competition, Robert would always ask Michelle if that was, you know, can this person play for a start? You know, there is a couple of exceptions to the rule, especially one girl that was pretty good. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're probably playing two games of juniors each week anyway. They can just wait another 2 years, you know. And I don't think in our men's 20s or our women's 20s or our mixed 20s, we don't have any 15. We might have a few 17-year-olds, but I don't think we have any 15.
No, I think the youngest would be 17.
Yeah, and that's.
But we have a lot of 13s, 14s trying to play seniors.
But I don't think that should be an issue. If you play, obviously this is about local competitions. Mm. But if I had someone at St. George who was, if we still made that at the age of 15 to be able to play senior representative tag,
yep,
I don't see an issue with that.
No, I don't. But I'm just asking.
Because even if she plays juniors, technically. Yeah, but technically speaking, why do we love to separate our juniors and senior comps? Then they St. George is St. George. I know sometimes it may be two different license holders.
Yeah, personalities.
But irrelevant to the game, it's one club.
Are you talking about state cups?
Yeah, we're talking about reps now.
Yeah, that's fine. Seeing the age limit is 15 and over, a 15-year-old can play juniors for me, play my competition.
No, what I'm saying is if we raise the juniors' age and then – you couldn't play senior local comp till 18.
Correct.
I'm saying is if someone plays St. George junior tag at your local comp and is 16 years old and they want to trial for the under 20s.
They technically don't qualify.
They don't qualify.
Australians tag won't allow it.
No. But what I'm saying is why shouldn't we allow that to be
qualified? So you should be qualified to play in seniors if you play for juniors.
It's
in the funny
same
you
should club. Say. It's funny you should say that because one association brought that up at the association meeting. Won't mention the name, but they said, "Well, it doesn't matter. There's no room left in this one, so they should be able to play." Yeah. But I disagree because.
But why stop them?
Oh yeah,
give me a valid reason why someone who plays for St. George in the juniors shouldn't be able to play seniors if the rule is over 15.
Now, if they can. If they've registered in the senior competition.
No, I'm not saying yeah. You're giving me the outside option. I'm saying is, I'm 16 years old, I play
because
under 16.
Because they're not a registered member of that association.
But that's where we
so okay, so you're, so, so you're
registered,
saying...
But they're a registered member of that club of St. George.
All right, so you're coaching them.
Why are we differentiating the juniors and seniors?
You're coaching the mixed opens for Penrith at the next State Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a trial and there's 30...
They don't have juniors.
Yeah, and there's... Hang on. Still Penrith.
No, it's not because Penrith and Nepean compete in seniors as well.
Well, let's assume Penrith had a junior.
If they had a junior, let's go to Parramatta. If you said to me Parramatta, yes. If there's a kid that's playing in the under-16s comp at Parramatta in juniors and they were a star. Who did it? Andy Robinson did it at Cronulla. She was 15 years old, play women's opens.
Yeah, but she registered in the senior competition. Yeah,
I know that, but if she hadn't, she wouldn't have been able to play.
Correct. She's not a registered member.
But she was good enough to play, so then why shouldn't she be allowed?
Why
just, she's a junior.
I
understand that, but why make the option, oh, go register seniors? Hang on, but I play for Cronulla in juniors.
But why would you want to play in a senior state cup but you don't want to register for a senior comp?
What?
So you should be playing against seniors if you want to.
Yeah, but that's the coach's decision whether that player's up to playing a senior state cup.
But are they? They haven't even been playing a senior competition. How do you know?
That's like saying a kid that's playing in the SG. What's the kid from St. George that played SG ball and went straight to first grade? Junior Ramone. No one knew. He'd never played New South Wales Cup. Went straight from the SG ball grand final, played in NRL the following week. You entrust your coaches to make that decision. It's going to be one out of probably 1,000. When's the last kid to do it? Hasn't made it probably, you know,
I get what you're saying if it's that area. Juniors and
seniors. As long as the same club.
So if
St. George is St. George. Souths is Souths. They maybe do different committees, two different license holders. I don't care.
That's the sticking
model.
Point.
That's the model. That's the failure. But not the club. Didn't they wear the same colours?
Mm.
They're the same. They should be the same club. If their seniors and juniors don't get along, well, that's their problem. That's not the player's problem.
So it'd be like vice versa. If they're not playing juniors but they're playing in the senior comp but we want to take them for the juniors.
Absolutely. If I'm 16 years old and I play with my father's team in seniors, but I'm 16, it's under 16. As long as I'm under 16.
I'll tell you where it hurts it all. Like if I have all my juniors say, oh, well, we really want to play seniors, we don't want to play juniors, and all my good players, they could just say at the moment with the rules, they have to play seniors and they have to play juniors to play in each state cup. So it keeps my 16s alive. If they jump out of there and they go, oh, we can just go and play seniors.
Beauty.
And I lose all, well, it, yeah, then, it costs me my division.
Yeah, yeah. But isn't that what you're striving for? Don't you want the players to strive to play?
I want my division.
You
to
don't
want to
weaken
strong.
The junior competition.
I don't
competition.
Want to weaken it. So I might have
But hang on,
three
scale
really
it back
good
to the
teams.
Players. This is the competition is about the players. As a player, if my motivation is to play for St. George in the high divisions, in the top grades, that shouldn't be a negative to you. Because
yeah, but
you
don't have
to
do that at 16.
No.
But if you're capable, you are. You're not going to get a whole
Michelle's
team
not saying. Yeah, but we're not saying that they can't. They just have to play seniors. And not play seniors at the expense of not
too many
playing
rules.
Juniors.
We put too many rules in front of people.
But what you're saying is if you open it up, then there's a lot of cases that you've got to deal with because it's just a free-for-all. And what it will happen is, like Michelle said, those good 16-year-old teams will go play seniors because they think the competition's better, it's stronger, it's healthier, and that therefore weakens the junior comp, and then you see that to deteriorate.
Are we talking about local comp?
Yes.
Because we've already said local comp.
So I'm saying locally.
No, but we've already said local comp is 18s and above for local comp.
No, we're saying, say, currently at the rules.
Yeah, so that's where there's changes one way or the other. To me, I think juniors should go that local comp, you've got to be over 18 to play seniors.
I think 17.
Whatever we want it to be. I mean, then you're an adult when you're 18, so that's why I'm sort of saying
it.
And then there's no issues with working with children and all that sort of stuff. So that's why 18 is the magical number to me because it's the one number that's
it's
black
only
and white.
Juniors only go to 16. So what do the 17-year-olds do?
They play 18s in seniors.
I'm
glad you brought that up because I said that as well. Juniors currently goes to 17s, right? So it's senior state. Sorry, the state cup. We have an under 17s, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, it's our 16s
at
the.
And when we go to nationals, this is a good one. We go to junior nationals. We have a 16s and 17s, and from those junior nationals, we pick an under 18s Australian side. So what I brought up a couple of years ago, could it possibly be that if juniors only goes to 16s, and if you're 17 and up, you have to play at the senior state cup and the senior nationals, and I don't care if they come from
Can
juniors.
I clarify that? I'll tell you why this keeps coming up.
Yep.
I run a juniors.
Yep.
You're allowed to play juniors if you are 16 that calendar year. So all my children that are registering this year, 2021, are turning 16 this year, right? So they've got to be 16 until the end of December.
Yep.
But they turn 17 next year, and that's why the State Cup accommodated that.
Yep.
So they said we have to put in an under-17s because the 16-year-olds are actually playing for the under-17s. If you say it has to be only 16, well, the whole State Cup rules have to change. It can't be calendar year.
I still think State Cup is in for juniors is in February. If I'm 16, let's say next year.
But that's what I'm saying. Change the rule to you have to be 16 until the end of February.
Just the end of December. I don't care if you turn 17 in January and the tournament's in February. You're still 16. You played your whole college. But
that's how it works now with juniors. Whatever age you are this calendar year, you play the next age the following year.
Don't you think that's – but is that fine? Do you think that's confusing?
I don't think the system's not broken. Everyone understands what they're playing.
We all get it. Yeah.
So at Nationals, we're picking an Australian under-18s.
From the 17s.
Because the Australian side doesn't play till the following year.
So they'll be turning 18.
That's why – just throwing it out there, could, and it doesn't matter that these 17s have to play seniors, can't they play at the senior nationals even though they're from a junior comp? Just to put it in line with all the other Australian teams.
But you're saying, play juniors at State Cup but play seniors at nationals? That doesn't make sense. Because if you're playing 17s at State Cup for juniors, why would you play?
No, that's what I'm saying. No,
so wouldn't I want my juniors that are playing for me at State Cup under St. George play for me and represent the Orcas, which we are at Nationals, not the Wolves. Because the Wolves and seniors are different.
It would be a different – there would be a massive problem.
They want to play for the Orcas.
That comes under, the next topic that I want to bring up when we technically need to split New South Wales up into areas and make it closer. But anyway, okay, yeah, that makes a point. I just think 17s, picking an Australian side of junior Nationals, I just think –
I think we all agree that the number, the age has to go up.
I like the idea of 7. I can see why.
But break it back to junior comp. My thing is, are we? Because we're talking about two different topics here. We're talking about juniors. We're talking about local comp. We're talking about reps. Two different things.
But the reps come off local comp.
You think
that it has to be the same.
Yes. Well, it has. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to say you can only play if you're 16, you've got to play juniors, right? You can play. You can't play seniors because we're saying we're going to make from 15 to 17. So after you've turned 17, you can now play seniors.
Because when you're representing a State Cup, you're representing your area and your association. So I don't want to take a 16-year-old junior player that is playing seniors. If she doesn't play for me at St. George Junior
But she's
Dragon
not playing
tag,
for you, Michelle. No, but that's she's what I'm playing saying. Tag no, she's for St. George.
Which is our association.
Yeah, but so do you not consider St. George seniors and St. George juniors the
no,
same?
No, we're separate.
That's a big problem.
It's not a problem.
That's a massive problem.
No, it's not.
He's a one
because
club.
This is a girl that registers to play with St. George Dragon Tag. These are our players.
Yeah.
These are our players that go away and represent our club. Why would I take someone that is playing for another club, St. George Seniors, over a junior that plays for
But do you not
us?
See the issue, the fact that we actually consider them juniors and seniors?
Well, you might as well say we're all together.
But you can't just say St. George can do it. Juniors and seniors is different.
They don't have the luxury of juniors. That's their issue.
But be honest.
No, it's not. It's Nepean and Penrith. They're two different clubs.
Yeah, but why don't we just call them both Penrith?
That's their choice.
Do they play at the same fields?
But you're contradicting what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Adele. Like,
Nepean and Penrith are two different clubs. It's a big difference. One is called Nepean, one is called Penrith.
St. George is called St. George.
Hold on.
I take pride in only sending players that play for our club. I don't like it when someone comes over and says, oh, this girl's really good, she plays at Cronulla. Or this
but Cronulla
really
and St. George is different to St. George juniors and seniors.
I don't care how good the player is. I only want the players that represent St. George
denying that.
Play.
I'm talking about, but St. George is the key word.
Well, junior
not juniors and seniors.
Juniors at Cronulla have three associations. Cronulla seniors have one. So how do you break the difference?
No, put a sledgehammer on their head. They're one. Cronulla, that's an issue in itself. The fact that they just play, do whatever they want. They've got their Cronulla and their Sutherlands and all this sort of shit that they do that no one stops them with. The facts are St. George is St. George. Whether you like it or not, if tomorrow Michelle started running St. George as one club.
So Penrith and Penrith, they both play at the same field.
Michelle, St. George and St. George is the same. Penrith and Nepean are two different things.
But we're not. We play at different fields.
Different associations.
We're different associations.
Yeah, but it's exactly
you,
the same.
If you had the, it's not. If you no. had the yeah, choice,
I have you're going in Congress. Seniors don't. Seniors are at Cars Park.
But if you had the choice, would you play it in one venue?
If we had the choice, yeah and we
so
do.
So it's not through your own. It's not through your it own doing. On you don't what have control. You can get. Exactly right.
Correct.
If you had the same resources as but the Kingsway,
what you're
that's why
Nepean
play there.
When we go away to represent Field High St. George Dragon Tag at the State Cup, it is our players. I don't want other players, even if they're seniors. They're representing us.
How do we when, again, when you say us,
St.
that's
George
my problem.
Junior Association.
Yeah, but
no.
That's
we,
the breakdown.
But Adele,
for
we
that's
can't.
I don't know if I can make
St.
that.
St. George can't.
No, but I know what you're saying.
And
that's
we get
a breakdown.
On very
that's
well.
A massive
we are
issue.
An association where juniors and seniors are like, get on very
well. Not well enough because you're two separate entities.
No, because we're following.
But that's not our rule. That's not our rule.
It's the Australian Oztag.
You can
rule.
No, we can't.
Paramount Oztag's the same thing.
We can't take players.
But we follow the rule.
No, we can't take players from seniors to play juniors.
I'm not talking about the rep rules. I'm talking about as a club. You could still consider yourself one club if you wanted to.
We technically changed. We both wore the same uniform.
And go with St. George Junior Seniors.
We're just St. George Oztag. You don't touch football. Don't have touch Penrith Juniors, Penrith Seniors. They have Penrith. They have Parramatta.
Yeah, like, but one person might.
Shouldn't that be ideal?
Not when.
No, that's two different people.
The model. The model's different. Yeah. The model's probably our issue.
In your idea, it might be the same, but we can't take a junior 16 to play seniors.
I'm not saying the rules. I'm not saying the rules. We understand the rules. What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that'd be a better way for our clubs and our game. 100%. If our game, but you guys, that's where I'm a bit shocked here because you're the one club or one of a couple of clubs where, I mean, yous are always together. And now you, Michelle, you're pretty much running the seniors comp, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So realistically, you're one in the same.
Yeah, but the rules.
So the only difference is
we have to still follow the rules.
I'm not talking about the
so
rules. I'm talking
if
about
the rule
culture.
Wasn't there, would
the
I
culture
like it?
And the approach of the club.
Okay, if the rule wasn't there, would I like it? No.
But our approach is we do that. We had the same
because
uniform for juniors and seniors.
We've just done that. Yep.
You what?
We had the same uniform for juniors. And we've never ever had the same uniform in a State Cup.
Do you know the funny thing about this? I reckon your players would not understand this.
What?
They would not understand.
They don't.
They believe that they're a St. George player. They don't know that they're a St. George junior.
And that's
player.
Fine. They
St.
can.
St. George junior player.
I disagree.
No,
you don't
I
know
think,
your players.
I think
unless there's one State Cup, there's two. There's a junior State Cup and there's a senior.
You're
no,
talking
I know that,
reps.
But guess
you're
what?
Talking reps.
Yeah,
you know what? Exactly. Hang on. I got a better idea. Let's just do this. Just put the junior and senior State Cup from Monday to Sunday. Let's do 7 days.
I actually don't think that's a bad idea.
Let's do 7 days of Oztag.
Yeah. Oh.
6 in the morning.
You know when are we going to do a podcast?
You know who'll complain?
Every night.
Every night. You know who'll complain? The people in Cronulla and the people on the Central Coast.
Oh, well, they don't supply the refs.
Hey?
How good would it be?
That's who'll complain.
What an atmosphere.
Actually, no, the Central Coast might not complain.
What an atmosphere. 7 days in a row of tag.
Oh, yeah. And 45-minute games. Juniors.
And juniors has to play 40. Yet we increase it to 40. And we get rid of that silly
okay,
rule
right.
where nines
and 10s. Now you're getting
the
silly. So next topic.
Hang on. And we get rid of that silly rule where nines and 10s play on a quarter
Adele
of a field.
Adele won Michelle Neal.
Oh. All right. In talking about age groups then and divisions, just a quick question. So we have under 20s. Should there be, and you've got technically under 18s, under 20s. Is there too many divisions? And we brought this a little bit up with the podcast when we were talking to Claude. Is there too many divisions at a rep level at State Cup and Nationals?
There's too many divisions at reps?
Yes,
too many divisions, especially in international tag.
Yep. There's 19 at this present moment.
I don't think there is.
You don't think there's too many divisions?
No, I like 18s and 20s, and can I tell you why?
Oh, hang on. Well, before you go to the 18s, we get that. We're asking you now, there is 19 divisions. For
as long as there's enough teams that are making up those.
Can Australia field a team in every division? What's the answer?
Can everybody? Who are they going to play?
Well, have a look at the.
But we've.
Hang on, or have a look at the last City Country team for. Is it? Would you say the 55s that haven't been released?
No, okay.
They're struggling.
I could anything above 40s should be reduced. Should be just Masters.
I agree.
That's what I think.
Totally agree.
But I think every other division.
The people making the decisions at that age, mate.
Hang
it's
on.
All their mates.
But hang on. The question I've got, and I've tried bringing this up for 10 years, and I got shot, and I finally got one pass. The 35s is gone, and I know people out there are going,
that's fine.
That should have been gone. The next one's got to go is the 45s.
I disagree with you, Scott.
No, well, you can disagree.
No, I'll tell you why. The 35 should not be gone. The 30s should be gone. It should be 35s.
No. Yeah, because the good 30s play opens.
That's what. Absolutely. Well, hang on.
That's what it should be.
I will concur with you, but I got shot down in flames when I said, why don't we do what we did with the senior mixed and make the men's 30s?
No, your numbers are odd. No one's going to go for odd numbers.
33.
That's stupid. No.
Oh, I hate the odd numbers.
Odd numbers are dumb.
35s. It should be 35s.
Just because you have a problem with odd numbers.
And the men's opens. Because when, mate, it's actually damaged
okay.
the men's open.
So you're saying a 34-year-old woman could play at the same level as a 25-year-old?
No, no, I'm talking about men's.
We're talking about men's at this prison.
Oh, so you're only saying
yeah, it takes a lot for him to talk
so
about.
34-year-old.
No, women's. They no, no. Women's, they've got it right now. They moved it from 27s to 30s.
Okay, so with the men, a 34-year-old is
different.
The same
completely
with
different.
A 25-year-old
and that's the moving dynamic of right, you've got to understand the competition.
If we could change it, I will go. I will agree to that. Scrap the 30s. Make it 35 to what age group?
No, there's no limit.
No, that's it. Because when you get to that age
there's no limit.
You can't listen. You can't be biased because
so
you're
what,
not
35s, involved. 40s, 45s.
Yeah.
I can be no. involved. I can play any one of those divisions.
No, I know that. Right? No, yeah, I'm but you don't old. Want to and you don't like it. That's why you don't
no,
want to
I,
play
well,
it.
No, I don't like It's not like at the last.
You sounded English then.
So you want
I don't like it.
I don't 45s. Like it, but I tell you something. Right, look, at the end of the day, if you have a look at the last. What are you laughing at?
Oh, my right? God.
What the problem is have a look at the last Nationals and State Cup. 45s, four teams, five teams.
That's
the
what I'm saying.
The reason they scrapped the 35s is because they could only get four teams. Look how many men.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yep.
I'm saying if you want to go 35s, that's fine. But anything above 40s for men is Masters. That's your 45s, your 50s, your 55s, your 60s. Because across each division, there's four in each. Let's have 16. Right, and two pools of eight. Fantastic. Let's do Masters.
Yeah, but the problem is, and we've...
You're not going to get the 60s this. Playing 45.
No, right? Mate, let me tell you, Rob. Let me tell you. You
yeah, know but they'll play with the other 40s.
Do you know when they're 55?
Yeah.
Mate, they actually complain about having to play 50s.
Yeah, they do.
I am not joking with you. Yeah. Because but when you're talking five-year age gaps at that age, that's the equivalent of 15 years.
I agree with you, Adele.
Now, there are a couple of people that would...
I'll tell you
what's your solution? Scrap them.
No,
but this is coming from their mouths, not me. Well, I don't know. I'm not that age.
Yeah, but
not yet.
But
close, not far.
If you're 55 years old and you're playing at a state cup, and remember how the last 10 podcasts, 9 podcasts we've done, it's a state cup.
Oh, Scott, do you think the 55-year-olds playing there are all representative level?
No, they're not. But if they can't play it, don't change the rules to help them.
To hang with them.
So what's your solution?
We're never playing it for elite. It's not like... Those guys are going there to play elite Oztag.
Well, weekend away.
Then don't play State Cup. Go just play. Go play the Budgie Cup. Then bye. Oh. Right.
I knew that was going to get a mention.
Right. So go play that. But the stake. It's a State Cup.
No, I agree with you. For
right.
Adele.
Yeah, but where
it's got to be 30s, 40s, and over 50s.
No. 35.
Listen, I said. As a person that loves the elite game, I can understand you saying that. The problem is, the moment we don't cater for that, and where other sports do, we're behind.
Yeah, but doesn't affect our numbers.
Absolutely, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Our tournaments are massive.
You do your figures, right? What? So three men's 60s is huge.
No. We're talking about 50s men's 60s. And 55s and 60s.
What? Five teams? What do you want? Five teams. I want to play table tennis for Australia.
Scott gets a point. He's right. I'm wrong.
I want to play table
tennis
for Australia.
Much.
Right?
He wins.
But I agree with Robert. Money. If you want to scrap the, if you want to bring the 35s back, make senior mix 35s. Make the men's 35s to 45s.
You're going
to anything above 45s is called the Masters.
You're going to get some abusive phone calls after this. You know,
you can't. What I want careful is that you can't take away any of the younger ones. You can't take the 16s or the 18s.
No, I agree with that.
Or the obviously 20s. We're not going to touch the opens. But I think that the senior, in terms of senior mix, senior women's, is right. 30s is right for senior women's. And then they've got Masters women's and that's it. Like, we don't cater for the 55-year-old women.
No.
We only do it for the 55-year-old men. And I get that there might be more playing the game, but...
There is, but just call it the Masters or the Veterans
that's it.
Or something.
And what was that mixed Masters that we had 1 year? Mixed
Legends.
Masters? Yeah. No, we had mixed Masters. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Four teams and three came
from
one area.
What was the point of that? Because at that age, they don't want to be playing with... They want to be playing with just their men's side.
Yep.
Or just their women's
Can
side.
Can I go back to that 18s, 20s?
Yes.
Can I tell you why I think there needs to be an 18s, 20s?
Yeah, tell me.
So, for example...
Because the 18s come from
juniors
and the 20s come from the seniors.
Okay, so our 16s, 17s. Our 17s... Our good players could have won a state cup, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say we've got 17-year-olds. But then they think, because they're really good, they're going to make the men's under 20s. But there's still 19s and 20s that are doing well in the seniors. So when our 17s trial with those players, when they go into seniors, a lot of them don't make it. So your 19s and 20s are stronger. they make it. So we lose a lot of our younger kids because they think, oh, what's there for us? So they're waiting a few years to get a shot. It's like that middle ground. I still think we need to bring in an under 18s to cover for those juniors coming through and so, let them get ready
saying,
for seniors.
So you're saying juniors stops at under 16s? And then at senior comp, we've got an under 18s and under 20s.
We don't have an under 18s. We only have an under 20s.
No, but you want
I want an under 18s to sort of get them ready.
But the 18s come from junior nationals.
We don't have an 18s.
Okay, here's my question to you. I thought about this a while ago. Do you think, because I played in it when it first came out, do you remember the fact that when the 20s first started, it was under 23s, it wasn't under 20s? Yes,
correct. Because that followed the jersey flag.
Yeah.
Well, there was. I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah. No,
but I'll tell you if why we did push it to 35s, maybe that's the solution is take that back to whether it's under 21s or under 23s.
No, because then you 18s. Two blokes will be going, why are you playing 23s? You should be playing open.
Still 100%.
No.
Yeah, but hang on.
You guys just said you didn't like odd numbers. Let's bring 23s back.
No, but 23 is a special number. That's like
Michael Jordan. Yeah, no. But hang on. We should be emphasising the fact that even the 20s at the moment, and this is why 23s is probably the better number, or, I mean, that can be 21s, is instead of having Division 2 men's opens, realistically, a lot of those Division 2 guys are guys who are very, very bad players or guys that have just finished 20s and probably aren't good enough for men's opens. Mm. So what we do is we have that age group. Once you get to 24, 25, and if you're not good enough, you're probably going to never play men's opens anyway.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So it can continue to be the pathway.
That should be 21s.
Second division. Second division should be under 23s. And if we want to go a step further, you can have two overage players in that division.
No second division.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't even bring second division.
That
was
I'm not talking about second division. I said that could be the replacement for second division. Under 23.
Imagine policing that.
If you go to
policing what?
If you go to there's two players underage.
We do it overage.
I hate
we do that.
No.
We do
they're
that.
Not going to police.
Hang on, why? The Olympics does it.
The Olympics doesn't run Oztag.
We do it anyway, Rob. You know that in some of the older divisions, you can have underage players. You can have two.
Not anymore.
This is the last year.
Is that because there is a struggle?
When they made
what happened was someone that knows someone would have needed.
I'll tell you what it was.
It's the last year.
It was the senior women's when it was 27 and it transferred to 30s. They gave that allowance for two players, which I don't know why. I mean,
and I think they did it with the 35s for the first. I think it's the case at the moment for the 40s. Because of the 35.
And I want to know how many people are checking that there's only two.
Checks nothing.
How many guys?
The only way to get busted cheating in Oztag is someone's got to dob you in.
Hang on.
That's the only way.
People out here are going, what the hell? Everyone's talking. How many people under the age of 60 played in the under 60s, the over 60s?
Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, but you don't know for
that's fact. That's why it should just be masters.
So another thing, if you do make it 23s or 21s, doesn't that widen the gap from that under 18s, aren't we defeating the purpose then? So you want an under 18s and then you want an under 23s and then you want
No. The 18s is only if
it's like a stepping stone. I'd like an under 18s as a stepping stone.
It's a pathway.
But you know what also like those juniors players are getting when they go to seniors? They're getting mixed. They don't have mixed when they're playing juniors. So they've got mixed 20s, potentially mixed opens.
And problem for me is people like Michelle.
Yeah.
Who encourage the players to stay in under 20s.
Well, they should. If they're 20, stay in your 20s. You're too young to jump into mixed opens yet.
Are you kidding me?
No. Well, no, I'm telling you the truth.
Rob.
Yes, what's your opinion players on that?
What?
If you're old enough, are you good enough? If you're good enough, are you old enough?
Why not stay there?
So Joseph Suwali should not be playing first grade.
Say by keeping our team down in the 20s, we won 5 in a row.
I better go to a song.
You won nothing divisions. Divisions that don't count.
Five tournaments.
They're divisions that don't count.
I think I better go to
mixed
a song.
Mixed 20s do count. Now look at them in seniors.
Done nothing.
I knew that was coming. And now they're ready and they made a grand
final. I've got a new idea.
You walked straight into it.
I've got a new idea.
You want me to mute them, did you say?
Yeah, mute them. You know how we were talking about the older guys? What if you're retired, there's a group for the retired people. So there's no age because if you're retired,
I can't wait till I see the 70s. It's only 5 years away. We're gonna have under 70s, over 70s.
The retired age group.
I can't wait.
You could be 40 in the retired
state
age group.
Yeah, but I know someone in there that says if you can still play and want to play, why deny them that?
I have no problem with that.
Just don't give them Phil one.
Play to your 100.
Yeah, but they can't walk to field 16. It's too far.
Oh, well, with the new format, they don't move.
Yeah, it's 15-minute games by then.
They're on and off.
We'll be going to 15-minute games. Get in, get out. So I just think if you go to, if you have an under 21s and 23s, I think you just widen that gap at the under 18s.
You mean you lessen the gap?
Sorry, you mean yes, you lessen the gap.
No, if we go with Adele's theory, over 20 they should be playing opens. Forget the 23s.
I agree.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I agree. No.
I said it. I said at any age above 15, if they're good enough, they should be playing opens.
I think that's if you, I know a female person, a high profile female person said all 19 and 20 year old girls should be playing women's opens as soon
who
as
said
they
that?
Get there.
In women's opens.
In
Michelle Rainey?
Yes.
Absolutely they should.
Of course she wants them in there.
No. The women's
stick
game.
To women's 20s and win it for a few years.
Oh, win it. Win what? Women's 20s?
Yeah, why
who
not?
Who cares what's about what achievement is that?
The women that
to
are
get them ready
women's
for women's opens.
Care about the
so
women's
you think,
20s.
You think...
And the mothers of those daughters.
Oh,
that are playing
stop it! Don't talk about the mother, little Johnny's mother.
So you
and
can't turn around. No, and say
Johnny in the
20s
women's
20s are not important. They're very important.
Well,
it's just time of the year.
It's getting ready.
Why are they playing? They're playing women's 20s,
and they're getting ready for the
as
women's
a progression
open.
To get to the women's open.
That's right.
Correct.
If you are 18 years old and you are one of the best players in your club,
good. Go and trial for women's open. I've got nothing against that. But don't
we should be encouraging
tell?
Them.
No.
Yes, we should.
No.
We should be telling them that's
leave
the pinnacle.
Leave them in their age.
Exactly. That's the pinnacle.
Unless they feel they're ready to go.
It's something they can get to. They don't have to get there straight away. They
get
there eventually.
It's as bad as picking someone from the mixed 20s into the mixed opens. Australian team.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Hey, if they let you do it.
And we did.
That's
and
it was a disgraceful decision.
Well,
hang
they
on.
Let them do it.
So you're
how
saying,
can you know someone is up to
now,
it?
Now, if you're a good player, you should be moving up. But yet, we picked a mixed 20s player that was allowed to
who's
happen
we?
For
a
mixed opens.
Yep.
And you're saying that shouldn't happen.
This
absolutely
is
shouldn't happen.
But they're an excellent
we're talking
player.
About the top players in the country, not local
yeah.
comp picking
but
up.
But you just said there could be players that should be playing opens. This player should have been playing opens.
Well, they should have been.
No, they should have, but they didn't. And then we don't know whether they're
so
good enough yet.
You're contradicting yourself, Adele.
No. There's a big difference there.
No, there's
that
no
player
difference.
Can then get the opportunity to go compete in that division. And prove themselves.
But the rules were they were going to be too old for
we're talking about
20s.
Australian teams
they
here.
Were too old to be mixed 20s and they had no choice and the only division they could be picked for was the mixed opens or would we take them?
Did
yes.
I miss the did I miss the brief here somewhere we're talking
answer.
About Australian
yeah,
teams?
But, okay,
did
well,
I miss the brief?
It's not the players' fault, it's the people who picked
we always
the
do agree.
But
if
that was the rule.
That was a bad decision
they were
from
not
the people
allowed,
that picked
they were not allowed to be selected for the mixed 20s.
Was
it
a bad decision
was it is a bad policy?
Well, it's not. That's the policy.
It was incompetence by the people that picked him.
Let me ask you a question.
No, it's not.
Let me ask you a question.
Like
if
I
we're
have
gonna,
every
we,
faith in the people.
If we're gonna,
it.
If we're gonna talk about those Australian teams, we're talking a few Australian teams. The divisions for State Cup and Nationals, there's 19. How many should there be for
we've
Australian
answered
teams?
Yes,
you know, but no, we didn't answer it.
What?
Oh, we're not going to know a number.
Well, you have to have as many as there are Nationals.
We'll say
that's
the divisions
it.
And we'll tell you if they should be
because
there.
Like Adele touched on with Stuart, our policy for picking Australian teams is from our Nationals. So therefore, however many Nationals divisions
teams
we
teams,
have
yeah.
means that's how many Australian we have.
We'll agree to disagree again.
Okay. Thanks for that.
No
next
problem.
One.
Move on. We're at 38 minutes. We're doing well here. A bit of a...
I'm up 3-0 against Michelle as well. It's just a...
I don't know.
It's a
I
lot.
Don't know. Maybe,
in your
maybe,
scoring.
Maybe 2.5
no,
and a half.
No, I'm down 1-0 to you. Yeah. I'm up 3-0 against
I don't
Michelle.
Know. Maybe
I'm honest.
We, maybe
I'm
maybe
honest.
We should get comments on this.
Oh, we'll get comments. Don't worry about that.
I mean, everyone at St. George will agree with you. The rest of the people in the game will agree with me.
Oh, see, I tried real hard.
I think you forgot that you burnt some bridges with your comments in the preview of the New South Wales State Cup. But you haven't got as many
bridges?
Supporters as you used to have.
What bridges?
You want me to get? Do you want me to get Andrew Pye on? I know. Geez.
Don't worry, Adele.
I reckon ratings. Ratings. Michelle's got ratings. I'm thinking she's tipping Andrew Pye here.
Sorry.
In what?
She's going to get more ratings than Andrew Pye.
Oh, why? Yeah, because you'll get the whole St. George District listening.
Making sense.
Yeah, and. That's it. He was on twice too, and she's only been on.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Stop pissing in St. George's pocket.
You keep bringing up the name.
You
I
keep bringing
know.
It up. Yeah. You want us to be together. We're just trying to show how much we love each other.
Okay, we're just trying.
It's all St. George, mate.
What's the next motion. Topic?
It'd be nice where if he's won
we?
Something.
What topic?
Oh, my.
Go to the next
five,
topic.
Mixed 20s in a row. Continue.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Okay, next
like
topic.
Parramatta winning reserve grade a lot, never winning an NRL premiership. Keep going, Scott.
Michelle, we haven't had you on the podcast so before, but I think I know what you want. Just changing the subject real quickly. I know you've said it a few times on Facebook, so keep it you know reasonable. Second division, your thoughts?
should not exist.
I think the laughing.
Okay.
No, look, the reason I originally didn't mind Second Division was for areas that were developing. They wanted to be a part of the State Cup.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have been a big area, so they couldn't really field a strong enough side, and it was a good opportunity.
But you agree with the new concept now?
I love the new concept.
It's a better concept.
Perfect.
It's a much better concept. I agree. Out in the back there, have your go, see what's going
to
happen.
I never knew you worked for News Corp and tried to instigate some more trash talk from yourself.
Yeah, areas started to rot it, and that's why it became a little bit ridiculous.
Do you want to name areas, Michelle?
No. No.
You normally would.
That's the wrong button.
No. Oh, you want this one?
That's the one.
Okay. I think Adele's getting one of these ones.
Yes. I don't know. I'm in that mood today. Like, I've got zero. Normally, you know I got a little filter. Yeah, Michelle's just brought out the nastiness in me.
Must be the weather. Okay, anything? What, Michelle, since you are one of our special guests, is there anything that you would like to bring up?
No, I think you've been covering it. There's not much more I can think of. If you bring up a topic,
I know. I was just
got ad-libbing here because I've got another
thing. I thought
thing.
We had it.
Yeah.
No, we have. I'm just changing this. I just.
Are you trying to give Michelle? You're trying to give her a chance to get some more points back on me? 3-0 down.
Yeah, well, I think it's two, probably. Okay. Maybe it's 2-1 your way.
Really?
I don't know.
Don't sit on the fence. Don't be a maybe.
I don't
what
know.
Is
thanks,
it?
Scott.
I don't know if that's the case. The next one. What was the next one? I forgot. I've been so disillusioned about what was going
men's
on.
Men's versus mixed, I think.
Oh, yeah. Men's versus. Well, Adele, you're very into the opens. You want to start with this one, or
well,
what do you think?
Well, the question was, what is the harder division? Is that what the question is?
Mm.
So it comes down to how you define it. I mean, at the end of the day, well, the men's open's a tougher division to play.
It's got to be.
No doubt whatsoever.
Mm.
The biggest thing, we've had the discussion around men's players being able to play mixed.
Yep.
And mixed players being able to play men's.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also been the discussion with the other way with women's players playing women's.
Yep.
And, women's players playing mixed and mixed players playing women's. Mm-hmm. In the female category, I don't think there's an issue.
No, there isn't.
I think you can go from both divisions very easily. I've seen it.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
You look at it differently, but you're a dinosaur, so it doesn't really matter.
No, the women's is different to the men's. I think the women's mixed players, females, pound for pound, would go against, I'll put this correctly.
Don't use Penrith as an example, because that was the worst women's Opens comp in all time.
I'm not bringing it up at all. Congratulations to them, by the way. Anyway, I'm just saying the mixed women's would easily go to the women's opens and have no problems. A lot easier.
No, you're wrong. No, I'll tell you. No, you're wrong.
Oh, you know, we've had it happen.
I'm talking about transition. The women's, the mixed women, the play mixed women's can go to women's opens and find it.
And then they will handle themselves
correct.
Very,
that's
very
what I'm
well.
Trying to say. More comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think
but
that.
In regards to actually being a dominant team, it's not easy.
No, it's not
because
easy.
The pace of the game is the difference.
Yeah, but
and that's weird because usually you think if a game gets slower,
yeah,
it should be easier. It's actually difficult.
It is.
When you're used to, especially when you're a really good girl player in the mixed game, and you're used to a lot of your good stuff is rewarded by some lightning bloke on the outside of you.
That's why they don't usually play.
That's where that changes.
They usually play one or two and
leave.
They'll
go try women's.
But what I'm saying, I think they've got an easier transition.
Some stay women's.
Where the men would find it harder to do that, if that makes any sense. I think.
But it's the same thing the other way. Like, I've had guys come from men's opens.
Yep.
Some just absolutely dominate mix.
Yep.
Some who are great men's opens players cannot play mix.
100%.
Yeah.
But it's just case by case. It's individual by individual.
That's why I think it's too hard.
The same thing the other way around. I've had guys go from mixed to men's and have struggled with the physicality of it.
Yeah, I can
see
that. Yep.
It works both ways. But to tell me, like if you told me you get the best men's open side playing the best mixed open sides, not a contest.
In what way? What do you mean?
The men's will destroy them.
Destroy a mixed team?
Yeah, absolutely they will.
Possibly.
No, they will. The best possibly. Team... The best, if you are playing a fair income game where there was something on the line, I promise you they will destroy them.
You're never going to hear me say this too many times, but I'm pretty going to muchly agree with you there because the men are just played.
They're just.
And it's, you know what it is? I'll tell you what the biggest part, it's the defensive aspect of the game.
It's just the.
It's hard enough to score a try in men's opens when you're 8-on-8. I mean, we play, and you'll understand this, Michelle, because you're in the mixed game. We play mixed sometimes to isolate that weak link in their team who a lot of times is that girl and we look for it and it happens.
It's usually more
the,
yeah.
At when we're talking about with business end of the tournament, we're not talking about obviously through the tournament because the levels of players differentiates. When it comes to semifinals, finals, there's that one moment where you get that one guy on that one girl at the wrong time, yep, and it costs you. Or you get one of their better girls on one team against one of the better girls on the other team, and she one of the, you know, not so good girls on the other team, and it costs you.
But can I say to you, Adele, say the best men's open team,
yep,
you put eight of those players in our mixed team and take our mixed boys out, doesn't mean we're going to win it.
Oh, no, no, no.
A men's player cannot, yeah, – every men's some player can, that thinks some can, I'm great, some, I'm a some men's can player.
Brad, yeah. Brad Scott's done, no, it both, no, ways. Absolutely. Bill Slemon's done it both ways with us.
Absolutely. But when there we are do guys a trial, that we know there's some great men's players, and they might trial for mixed, but we know straight away they are not a mixed player. They don't know how to look and work with the girl. Your mixed team is as good as your girls, and guys have to learn to work with them.
The difference between girls and guys in the mixed game is that, and I've coached both boys and girls, and you can tell that boys have this ability where they think on their feet and they can think on the run, and they can adapt to what's going on in the field. And so when you're playing men's, you want to pop the ball to someone right at the line, he's there. Yeah. Okay.
I don't even think playing mixed as a male has anything to do with skills. It's all about ego.
No, there's skill.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not talking about what they actually do with the football. I'm actually talking about every men's player could play mixed.
Let me finish.
Every men's player could play mixed. The problem is the ones that can't play mixed, the ones that got a bad attitude and bad ego. A big ego.
No, but these because players they can't won't adjust. The points,
yeah, okay. They can't adjust.
Yeah, I can live with that.
If you understand
fair.
What I'm trying to say,
yeah, that's
like
fair.
At the end of the day, if they're playing men's opens and at a high level, they must be a good player.
Of course they can play, but they're not going to look for the girl to get the two
that's
points.
So that's attitude go and ego. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
So yeah, we could have players trial and someone to go, oh my God, how could you not take him? Because he never looked once for that.
See, I had a guy come from men's opens who was an absolute freak in men's opens.
Yep.
And it got to a situation in a game. It was against St. George a long, long time ago. And we had a 3-on-2 on a short side. And he decided not to throw the long ball to the winger.
But that's our point.
And I said to him, why didn't you throw it? He goes, what if she dropped it?
What if?
And I went, and you don't – can I swear, Scott?
You can.
Can I say what I actually said?
You can.
No, I can't. Okay. But I literally blasted him. Oh, I just went off my nut. Because that was the response. It was like, what if bloody – it was a men's opens game and that winger and he drops it. It's the same thing. So if anything, I'd take that chance because if she scores, it's 2 points.
Mm. If you're –
it's the knucklehead approach from those
girls
guys.
And work with the girls, don't play mixed.
Especially in defence.
Don't play mixed. Well,
especially in
defence. While we're talking about that, we had Stewie – you haven't heard the podcast because it's not going on yet. We had Stewie on the line the other day and
Has gone online, Scott, but I think just Michelle hasn't heard it.
No,
that was Claude.
I've been working.
Stuart's one went online yesterday.
ITF chairman, right? He was thinking, we talked about rules. They're thinking about making the 2 points for women.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I don't know if he said he was thinking about changing.
It's been the discussion.
It's been a discussion. What are your thoughts on that?
In a mix?
Yes.
No. Big no.
So you know what the angle was? That the girls feel like it's demeaning.
Oh, please. I'm a woman. It's not demeaning.
Yeah, but you're not playing. But tell us. No, I'll be honest.
But
Michelle does speak to the girls, right? Yep. Why wouldn't it be, Michelle?
Can I say to you, I don't care what anyone thinks. Men are physically stronger and a lot of them are faster than women, right? And
No doubt.
Okay. And when you play a mixed, the whole concept of mixed is to also encourage them to get these girls over the try line for the 2 points.
Exactly what
Robert
said.
If it is 1 point, the guys are going to play a guy's game the whole time.
As a coach, I'd make it that way.
Did you read that out of my book?
As a coach, so I would make sure
if a woman says it's demeaning, I'm sorry, I can't go there with
you. No, but you know what? Stuart didn't say that.
He
said he thought it was demeaning. So, and that's when I said back to him, I don't think
No, he didn't say that. He said
the senses and the
sense that he's got from people is that. That's not his opinion.
I've never heard a female complain about it in Australia.
So what, one person must have complained and, you know,
well, no, I don't,
and everything changed.
Because New Zealand play it that way.
Yeah, they play it that way.
They play it that way.
I think once you've been playing it for a long time, it becomes you become, what's the word? You just accept it for what it is. We've always played it as 2 points. They haven't. Well, so if they were to change it, they'd be like, that's
go
demeaning.
And play women's.
What was real funny, if they think that was demeaning, what about the good old days in 1992 when the men used to wear longer tags and the girls wear short tags so the girls could tag the men easier?
Really?
But they didn't realise that by the men having long tags means the men could tag the men easier as well. So it only lasted a season.
Who thought of that rule? What?
I've got a question. Yeah.
What's the number one division in Austag?
Mixed opens.
Men's open.
Michelle's gone with Adele.
I think men's open is the fastest, most enjoyable.
Okay. I'll tell you what. It has been. Oh, God. I'm gonna agree with you.
I love watching
them. It has been since. And
Homebush?
It has been the last 6 years.
They are such a good side.
The last 6 years have been. But if you go before that.
Oh, no.
Before that, I never used to watch many men's finals because I found it boring, but I could watch that mob.
No, mate, in the days back when I played men's opens,
that's probably why I didn't watch it.
We had higher score lines. It's funny that the game has probably got a little bit more defensive, but a bit more intense.
And isn't it amazing back in, I forgot what year it was, but I know it was in Wollongong when we brought up in the podcast. They tried to make the game
7-on-7 at Shell Harbour
to make it more open.
It was faster. Right. No. Listen. I played that year.
Yeah.
We played in the final against Liverpool.
Yeah.
It was 5-4.
Yep. I was there.
It was better product.
It Did was you better. Win or lose?
No, we lost.
We lost.
Was that had anything to do with you playing?
No, we lost. Do you want me to tell you what happened, Rob? Please. It was 5-4.
He did his hamstring, his back all in one.
No. I actually played not well in that tournament. Matthew Utai scores in the corner.
Tree trunks, yeah.
Scores in the corner. The touch judge puts his flag up. The touch judge is from Parramatta. Puts his flag up. The referee blows the whistle. Puts his flag down. The guy never Matt never stepped out. Nothing. No one knows why.
What did he put the flag? Was it a fly?
It was a. What we ended up finding out was subconsciously the touch judge, who was from Parramatta, was celebrating the try. Put his flag up. The referee. What's the referee's name? Matt Parker. Is that his name?
Matt Parker. Yeah.
Blew the whistle for the bloke being out. For Matt being out. Oh. So, and then the touch has put his flag down. We're all going crazy. Marty's having a field day.
Is this Parramatta referee that the tall fellow with?
No, I won't say who it is. Oh, okay. I won't say who it is. He no longer refereed at Parramatta. No joke. He no longer refereed at Parramatta since that day, and I have never let him off on it. Every time I see him.
Is he still associated with Oztec?
Oh, the poor guy is excited.
A little bit. He didn't run on and tell him. You guys know who it is. I won't say who it is. I'll tell you he's off the air. But wait till I tell you. You're going to go, what? Okay. Can you believe that? He was subconsciously celebrating. Cost us a men's opens final.
It cost him and he's...
It would have cost us. We went 5-all extra time. But back to the point, 7-on-7. I loved it. I thought it was a faster game. Listen, on the outside looking in, Scott, you're old. Let's not talk to Scott. On the outside?
That's bloody harsh.
What'd you do?
Hang on. Listen. I don't mind 7-on-7, right?
Yeah. Can't be in the mixed game.
But hang on. My question was coming. 7-on-7, no use changing a great product. 8-on-8 works fine. It's a great product. The games have been the best. Don't use changes. Don't go like touch.
Well, I'll tell you why we need.
But if we did change.
The one part why we need to change it.
Why?
It's because... visually, and you've told me this before.
Yeah.
When you're watching the game on live stream.
Boring as batshit.
That's why.
Hang on. Ask me about the game on live stream.
Scott, Rob, what do you think of the game?
I enjoy watching live stream. Ask Michelle.
I love live stream. He doesn't like live stream.
No. I do like it. I really think it can be better as a product.
We did mix 7-on-7. How would you do it?
You can't do mixed.
No, I'm asking you a hypothetical.
You can't do mixed.
One half for men. Three ladies, one half, three.
It's 2021. There's not a change gender, so we can make that work.
Do you want to know if you said you want to know the truth? If you said 7-on-7 in mixed,
yeah,
four girls, three guys,
yeah,
can't have more than three guys on the field.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And let me tell you, that's
the question I was asking.
We would never lose a tournament ever again.
You're busy coaching men, so we don't have to worry.
Neither would we.
No, please, Michelle. You've never won a tournament to lose a tournament.
Well, it's the first time putting this team in and we made a grand final and only lost by a point. No. So.
I know what Adele was going to say.
Hang on a sec. First time. You've been playing the same team for the last 3 or 4 years.
No, we haven't.
Oh, you've had about like four changes. Sorry.
No, we had quite a few changes.
You've been keeping up.
I don't know if you're keeping up to date.
Absolutely.
I can tell you all the teams.
I've gone back to coach mixed opens to make sure St George don't.
He keeps up to date with Brooke being out.
He's a no chance.
I think we brought in four men's players.
Yeah. No.
No, the reason he keeps up to date is because he's in the senior mix side.
Oh, yeah, true.
Make sure you turn up the trials. It's the 16th of July now. Did you get the memo?
Yeah, now, can listen. I play juniors to do that?
All right, quickly, another one.
What do you mean quickly? We've got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, well, not quickly, but I'm getting a bit hungry.
Quick question. George now.
Nationals, to play nationals, I'm just going to throw it out there, should you play State Cup or have to play State Cup before playing nationals?
No.
Before we get to his no,
yes.
I'll explain the theory behind why the region that we're a part of in juniors
only,
made the rule. So the reason we made the rule is because we're quite strong in the three areas, St George, Souths and Easts.
Yes.
And we didn't want people that were outside of already those three strong teams to come in and take the spot of someone that could potentially, or that was from State Cup, and take their spot in the national side.
Was there any exemptions?
What do you mean?
Well, was there any exemptions?
Oh, yeah,
all?
We take into consideration everyone, okay? A bit different to some other people, right? We take, if someone can't make a State Cup because they've got an ACL injury or they can't make the tournament for whatever extenuating circumstance it might be, they're considered. But the reason, and Michelle can elaborate on it, the reason why we made it a squad from State Cup is for purely that reason of getting the strongest players, because if our State Cup is the strongest of our own area, then that should then filter through to be the strongest of our national area.
Is this juniors only?
Michelle, step in.
It's also to keep the loyalty.
Just hang on
so what's happening, because there's the two tournaments in Coffs Harbour, some players were choosing not to play the State Cup and they just wanted to play nationals.
Happens in seniors.
So we wanted these players to have some loyalty to their clubs. So we decided that to make the nationals team, you needed to play at your local area in your State Cup, and that was the next level.
I think someone close to you tried to push that hard, didn't they? Yeah, I thought it was, yeah.
So
is this juniors only?
We're talking juniors at the moment. So because we have, like Robert said, three strong areas in juniors, we decided that if you play State Cup, we will then pick a squad. There's no point for a trial. We gave all our coaches
saves a bundle of time.
Yeah, we did ratings. We picked a great squad. No trialing. We just get that squad to trial, and coaches and independent selectors from each area watch those players, and we create a team. It doesn't matter where you come from, because once you go to that trial, you're just a player. It doesn't matter how many. There's no, oh, we've got to get this many into that many. That's the trial.
And we're also, and we select. We're big believers of pathways, right? Yep, we want this pathways. Channel.
Yep.
So even though nationals technically, you don't have to play State Cup to play nationals in every other area. We wanted that pathway. We want a progression
for our kids
from the local comp to the State Cup to the nationals. And before and after Adele touches on why it shouldn't, you shouldn't be made to play State Cup to play nationals, Michelle explain a format throughout the year, calendar year, of how we think the tournament should run into one another.
Yep.
To allow for that progression.
No, I don't mind it in juniors.
Oh, you don't mind it in juniors?
No, because seniors, there's no real expansion on what divisions.
Correct.
There's not multiple divisions on what you can play.
Seniors totally different. Can't work.
Seniors, let's not even talk about it.
No. This is only juniors.
We can't do it in seniors.
Not in seniors.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, I can understand it in juniors, but you still have this. You still give dispensation.
We do.
Not many. I think maybe
not
in
many.
The squad.
Like we have some players. Like for example, I've got a player that played for us since he was 9 years old. One of our best little players. Got all the way through, still plays Oztag, local level, but then made Harold Matz.
Absolutely. He should be allowed.
He's a great player.
Yep.
Although still stayed here at Harold Matz, couldn't play State Cup, still flies up, watches them.
Other Karens would say no to that.
No. And then because of their rating, how they've been, and that's where they have an advantage. They've already been seen. They've already been rated. We know what they're like.
It's a flexible rule, but that's the key to it.
You can't be black and white.
But the best thing about it, it saves all that other mucking around. We came to the trials last week. We nailed the team. It's all done. It's up and ready.
We're there.
Most people haven't even had trials for national juniors. We're done. We're all finished. Ready to go. And like I said, it's... we'd love to do it in seniors, but like you said, you can't because people have got men's opens to women's to mixed. There's too many different divisions.
Yeah. It's mate, if they brought that in seniors, I'd probably leave the game.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You know it was a rule, right? You know that was a rule in 2000 and 2001.
But the game was a lot smaller. Yeah,
if you didn't play State Cup, you couldn't play Nationals. You know that was a rule, right?
Yeah, but we move with the time.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly right.
And back to time. Who's going to monitor if you've played State Cup and Nationals?
Yeah. Yes, well, that was a thing. Well, it was pretty easy if you didn't.
In-house you could. I mean, we could do it. It's easy to do it in-house, but if they're going to make it a rule, which they're not going to make it a rule, we're just tossing up an idea.
Well, here's my problem.
Enlighten us.
For juniors. What about the kid that wasn't good enough at State Cup but then becomes, like, improves their game?
Next year.
In 6 months' time?
Make the State Cup side. You didn't make the top 16 yet.
So even if that kid has played...
And kids do change. They totally
If a kid
change.
Only plays at St. George,
yep.
doesn't play anywhere else in your local competition...
Didn't make the 16.
Oh, but it's different in juniors because you only play summer, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget, it's 16. If that child's not making the top 16, he's also going up against another 16 that we've cut down.
If we're lucky to have that many in each division.
But going back to pathways, you were saying that I have a different... I like pathways. And I think
No, you don't. You don't want kids to go to men's opens.
No, I do. And I think we've got it backwards. So I think it should start with your State Cup, which is all your areas. Then it should go to Nationals, where we combine.
What time of the year?
Okay.
State Cup first.
State Cup. Then Nationals. Then it should be Nationals. And from the Nationals should be city, country, or your state of origin selected. And then from that should be your Australian team.
I'm just writing that down. So State Cup, Nationals, city, country... Australian.
It's quite fascinating watching your mind work.
So when you get down to the lower number, the city country, it's easy to the best of the best have already come to the top, and then you pick your Australian players.
Well, first of all, city country and Super Series shouldn't exist.
They're nothing tournaments.
No. We should have a state of origin.
It should be straight up.
But it's not there. So at the moment,
the problem is with that. I mean, it doesn't really matter because
the best
Australian teams and New South Wales teams and Queensland teams aren't being picked properly anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
So do you like my pathway? It should go that way?
Well, the problem with your pathway
time of the year.
No, I have
It's calendar. Our calendar should work with the financial year calendar. That's our calendar. Our season should be 2020. Like, for example, this year, tomorrow is the 1st of July. That's the first of our year. It's a 2021-2022 season. That should be our calendar year.
It's like racing.
Okay, now you got me a little bit excited, but you just told me that you can't play tournaments in June and July because we're only a summer sport.
So we still play in October.
So he's saying you would play
State Cups are in October.
That's too hard.
Hang on, write this down. October State Cup?
No. It's actually...
Yep.
Again, we don't like to follow others.
Yep. Let's lead our own way.
Football have got it perfect.
But how do you select a State Cup side
their state
when
cups
we're
in December.
Kicking off juniors in October? How do you send a State Cup side?
That's the problem.
That's the problem. We can't.
Say that again.
So we kick off
our juniors. State Cup should be in December for juniors.
That's
a possibility. No, it's too close to Christmas.
Christmas, Santa, mate.
No.
See, I would go State Cup
I agree
as
with
it
him.
Is in February.
I love a tournament in December. Done it for the last
2 weeks before
not
Christmas.
Not when you're a parent of four kids, mate. No you way. Can't do it.
Rob, have we not learnt in our sport that guess what? Someone will complain about something. Oh, it's too close to Christmas. Oh, well, too bad. Okay, we'll play.
I'm better go with November.
I would go.
That's exactly what they do. They complain and they go, can't do that, but we'll play.
I would leave it in February or March. I'd go closer to March for a State
Hang on.
Cup.
All right, so February State Cup for
or
you.
Or first week. No, I'd probably go first week of March.
Oh, God. I'm writing this
I'll
down.
Be honest. All right, let's
yeah,
go March.
Yeah, March is State
right?
Cup. Yep.
Then Nationals. It would go straight to September. Forget the middle. All
it's got to be October.
Sports,
hang on, so how are you going to... Hang on, all right.
September.
I'm September's Nationals, yeah.
And then
this
November
would be good.
Is your city country. Because don't forget, it's only a
one
few being selected
gear.
From the Nationals 2 months later.
Yeah.
And then you pick your Australian team, which goes in April. You could even bring that
then
September...
goes in April.
You could
what,
even bring
State
that
Cup?
September back to the end of August.
No.
Yes, you can.
That never works.
It's still winter.
It never works.
No, two things. It's still winter.
Why wouldn't that work?
It's still winter plus all our winter sports
so
have their finals.
So why not the first week of September for a Nationals?
That's their finals, Michelle. And you won't get – and Coffs Harbour, I'm pretty confident you wouldn't get those fields.
Okay, third week of September.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about – you said August. September, you'd have to play at the end of September. Remember we used to play State Cup on grand final weekend?
Yeah. So what if we played at the end of September?
All right, so let's say you played at the end of September.
And there's only a few players being selected for the city country.
6 weeks to get pay your money, get gear, get ready for a city country / origin. And then you, after that,
Yeah, but it's not about that. If you say to players, buy that state cup. If you are selected, be ready to pay your payments within a week.
Yeah, but I say that if you play, if you got picked for Australia in this year's November this year, you should have, and you're going to go to Ireland, let's say in 6 months, you should start saving now.
But if you think you've got enough. You be
why do we need
that?
2 years wait?
Why do you have to wait to be selected? So then I'm to just, say, I'm oh, just, we need
hang
4 weeks.
So March, then September, then November.
Yeah,
and then if you're lucky enough, there'll be a Trans-Tasman in April, but you'll play State Cup before you go to April. Okay, Adele, if State Cup for touch football's in December.
First weekend of December every
year.
Yeah,
their NTs, which is their nationals.
NTLs is in March, the middle of March, yep.
Is March. So they've given it 3 months. What's the next one after that?
Origin,
that's a
smart and they do that every. But Origin is
wasn't
every
that
2 years.
Only a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, but I think it's only every 2 years Origin with them.
But Origin.
I think you said they do opens every year.
Yeah,
and
No. I'm pretty sure it's every second year. I'm pretty sure they do Trans-Tasman.
They do the youth every second year.
Yeah. So that's what they do. They do opens every second year.
And youth every 3 years.
Youth and masters every two. No. The opposite
year. Oh, the alternate year. Okay.
So they've got 3 months, December to March. We're looking.
We couldn't do it in December, Adele.
Do what?
So for a junior association, a lot of us are not kicking off till about the second week of October, right? So we've got players starting to play. How do we select, pick a team, get them to pay, get their gear ready in 4 or 5 weeks?
You can't.
We can't do it.
Do you want to know the honest truth for me? I actually think there shouldn't be a junior nationals.
Oh.
I think that's there music should be to a junior nationals
Hang on.
I don't think it should be under.
No.
12s and under youth.
You what? Thank you. Say that again.
Where do they go? Like, the only thing, the pathway for juniors is if you play a state cup and you make a nationals team, great. There's your pathway, and that's.
I think the model's there in other sports. What we do with juniors is we have new, like, and it's not city country. Let's get this straight. We have New South Wales East, New South Wales North, New South Wales South, or Sydney East, and like you can look at other models and how it's done, and that tournament becomes a little bit of a compressed tournament, and it's actually because I'll tell you what happens. People love to have their ego floated a little bit. Mm. So when those competitions at nationals have got 150, 160 teams, it feels like everyone can play in it.
Yep.
But if those representative teams, and you see it in schoolboys sport, and schoolboys footy and schoolgirls now, that they're starting to bring in, when that is knuckled down to bigger regions, and then all of a sudden those tournaments are realistically only about 40, 50 teams, and it's pretty hard to get in, let me tell you, if that's played in April, on the second weekend of junior footy or junior soccer or junior netball,
they'll play.
That all of a sudden looks, no, that's prestigious. I'm playing in a very more prestigious.
And you've just,
you're 100%
and you've just summed it up.
100%.
When people,
that's what you do for juniors, not for seniors.
Yeah. When people say, oh, that won't happen, if you make the tournament prestigious, you'll get it.
Now, here's a question. It's not easy. It can't be something that everybody can.
Can I run? I just thought of something. I'll get your three opinions for it. So you play State Cup, every division 9 to 17s. 9s, 10s, 11s and 12s play what you just said. We'll split New South Wales into four areas or whatever. They go play whatever you want to call it, right? They don't go to nationals, and only 13s or 17s go to nationals.
Play in the senior nationals?
Or does it can be seniors. I'd love it to be seniors, but let's say junior, whatever.
No, I don't see why that shouldn't be all the way through the juniors. I actually think the 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s, until they get to 13 to 17, they just play State Cup.
Michelle, you were in the association meeting.
What are we trying to tell kids?
Hang on. Yeah, exactly.
They're still kids there. They're babies.
So many years ago, 12, 13 years ago, I still remember it was Ramsgate RSL, everyone voted no nationals. I was the only one that voted for it. For juniors. Everyone said, nope. I said, you're crazy. Within a year, it was back, right? But what I'm saying is I also said I don't think 9s, 10s, 11s and 12s should be playing at nationals.
I remember that.
Didn't you also say 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s shouldn't be playing State Cup?
No, they can play State Cup because...
Didn't you say originally they shouldn't?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
No, I think everyone should play State Cup from every age, 75s to 100s. Yeah. Play, I don't care. All right? At the end of the day, you know, you want to get out there and walk around with a walking stick, that's okay. But at the end of the day, right?
You know what's funny? He's nearly 70. He's talking all this about his fellow comrades.
Look at my grey hair. I'm 80 when I talk to you. At 9s, the younger version, State Cup, but no nationals. 9s going to a nationals, playing on a three-quarter field, ridiculous. Waste of money, waste of time. But
yeah, like parents are happy to pay.
I don't like the mini.
Not really.
Hey, let me tell you something. A big problem in our game
is that
is parents at junior level.
Oh, you're telling me.
Like some of them need to dead set pull their heads in
They're living their life through their kid.
Oh.
Vicarious.
I could not believe that little – I've only been to junior tournaments when I worked for Austag. Mate, I wanted to kill some people. I'm not exaggerating. I wanted to – I've never had any involvement. My nephews were playing and everyone and like my sister and whatnot would talk to me and be like, oh, why don't you talk to them? I'm like, for what? They're kids. Let them play. I'm the most competitive – I was going to say the bad word there. I'm the most competitive bastard out there. When it comes to kids, let them play.
Yep, 100%.
Like, what are they actually going to achieve?
See, I've got a topic now for your next podcast, well, and it's all about that.
So, hang on, can I get your opinion on that? Nines, tens, elevens, twelves, no nationals, but a tournament
Scott,
just for
can
them?
You and Michelle talk? Robbie and I are busy.
Well, what's really the – if you're going to can them from nationals, why are we providing them with an alternative anyway?
Because, well, like you said
– what's the alternative?
What's the point of
the city, country in those four areas?
No, because if you're taking them away from nationals, you're taking them away from that.
It's changing the concept of what the national tournament is. That's all. Mm. Like, and you know what that does? That allows Queensland to be strong as well, because then you can have Brisbane, you can have Gold Coast, you can have Sunshine Coast, and you can have Queensland country. That's it.
And I think nationals should be 13 and up.
New South Wales.
A lot of these little ones can't deal with it.
So you're with me.
I've got you. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our 9s and 10
New South Wales should be Sydney East, Sydney West, Sydney South.
Okay. So are you agreeing with me or not? 13s and up for nationals.
South Coast.
Yeah.
ACT.
13s and up for nationals for juniors. So no 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s.
Changes the structure.
So it's not called nationals then?
No, you keep it.
Yeah, national champs. But that's a true national champ.
But you want the zoning change, so there won't be any Orcas, there won't be Wolverines, won't be...
And we're basing it
so
off...
Oh, so you're making it smaller, yeah, I agree.
We're making it harder to become selected in those teams.
Yeah, so hypothetically, the Orcas...
I can imagine the shit fight with parents trying to get into that. Good luck, Michelle.
Going with Cronulla, and we go with we would join with Cronulla, maybe Wollongong.
See, we're struggling now, though.
Cronulla?
Well, you're going to make the area smaller. South St George, Cronulla, Wollongong.
That's Adele's concept.
Wentworth Park.
But can I say, with the 9s, 10s and 11s, when they don't make a national side, do you know how heartbreaking it is for them? And they're good players. But when you break the heart of a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old, some of them don't want to come back. They're not emotionally ready for that 100%. Disappointment.
That's why they're too young and they shouldn't be doing it. Doesn't make any sense.
All right, but can we remember to bring up in the topic 9s and 10s and emotional and... Should it be competitive or not competitive at state cup level?
No, if you're going to state cup, you've got to be competitive.
No. I mean points. But I have coaches that are so strict on these players, and then you've got parents saying they're still really young. They just want to get out and play. Don't be so dominant on them.
Well, it's reps. If you're going to have reps, you're going to have reps.
Okay. That's right.
Good.
You don't go half-hearted.
You're not,
But it's still, there's still a line there. There's still a dead set line.
So
you're still competing.
9-year-old little girls.
Well, then let's not have them there. If that's the approach we're going to take, you know what? Maybe they're not ready for it.
They've got to be competitive.
You know what? Actually, you know what? Not maybe. They're not. They're nines, not ready nines. For state cups, mate. Nines, under tens.
It's not worth it.
That's why I don't.
They're not ready for state cups. All of those mini field crews.
9, 10, 11.
They're not. They're not ready, mate. Especially the. I don't care that I say this. Especially the young girls, mate.
They're not emotionally
like it's not
ready.
It's not elite tag as well. Like, let's be honest.
They're 9. It's not
exactly. So, but they shouldn't be playing state. Like, what? Tell me another sport.
They shouldn't be playing nationals. You're saying state cup? Yes.
No, I think they shouldn't be playing state cup.
Oh, no, you got because
we're putting
I think
that,
if you're playing local
yeah, but we're putting that we're actually putting that pressure on them. If you come to think
but
of
because
it,
because they're playing local comp, we want to offer them something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're offering them to play local comp.
State Cup, that gets them sort of ready, and then later on they're older.
State Cup's good. From a young age, you're building that tribalism that you always speak of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can happen at 11. When they go to high school. High school should be the age. When they get to high school.
12, 13.
12, 13.
Well, that's what we did. We canned the rest of them. There we go. Let's take
not
that.
They're still playing tag.
No, I'm canning them from nationals, I'm saying.
Like, not every – mate, we're going to get an under 5 soon.
By the way, this is just our opinion. Do you wish you could have callers call in?
Don't worry.
This is not the Ray Hadley show.
I'd love to hear from a different.
Oh, don't worry. After our first podcast,
10.
We got plenty of stuff. Don't worry about that. Should try to turn up to a steak cup after you give previews. But anyway,
13, 10, 7, 8.
What are you? What you didn't cop nothing?
Oh no, I didn't cop anything. I walked through a shopping centre and got the stairs. Yeah, it's okay. No problem in the world.
What did you say, Michelle?
Stairs. You got the stairs.
Okay.
Michelle, if you're here, you need to say it on the mic. You can't say it off mic.
Don't pay attention. I'm going to mute Michelle very soon. She can't stop laughing for some goddamn reason. But look, she's still
What's
laughing.
The score between Michelle and I?
It's about 4-1 your way.
She's got.
Oh, hang on. Let's see what the comments
She's Billy Harrigan. Good referee over there.
Okay.
We can't talk. Billy now.
He's a good referee. I said that's what we can't. If he was giving the score to you, I'd call him Tony Archer.
Tony Archer.
Tim I'd say he's a bad referee.
Okay, fair enough.
Talking about referees, anyone see the referees that are going to New Zealand?
Hold on. The eldest wants to leave the room. Yeah. We're talking about referees.
It's referees. Anyway.
What are you doing, Michelle?
All right. Is that it? Have we got any other topics that we're going to talk about today? Are we all done?
It's up to you. You're the host. You're the boss, mate.
There was one more thing on the agenda, but if you want to cut it, we'll cut it.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we've an hour and 16 minutes. I think we've had plenty of time.
Hang on. Michelle's written something on the smorgasbord. Show us, Michelle.
On the smorgasbord. Okay. That's it, boys and girls. An hour and 16 minutes. That is the shortest podcast that we've ever done. I appreciate it. Michelle, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
And for anyone out there, as Michelle learned today, if you want to ever get schooled in talking tag, come on.
Let's go.
Adele, I got a feeling you're going to want me back.
when we need a bit more, when we get bored of talking about normal stuff, we'll bring you back, Michelle. But
thanks for having me, guys.
Okay. Thank you, boys and girls. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.